Next item, please.
Item 1261, authorized disposal of surplus Taser X26 electronic control weapons, holsters, cartridges, and batteries, and authorize the Portland Police Bureau to proceed with donation and or sale of the property.
So, colleagues, this is a disposition item. The Portland Police Bureau adopted the use of the Taser International CEW Model X26 back in 2005. Taser International ceased production of the X26 back in 2014. They're going to stop supporting this item, X26, at the end of the year 2019. As of 2016, the Portland Police Bureau transitioned to a newer and safer model, the X2 model, which is quickly becoming the standard. As of November 2016, the Police Bureau has 600 to 650 surplus X26 model tasers. About 60 to 70% of them are in usable condition and suitable for continued use. And what that means is they're clean, they're fully functioning, and they are undamaged. After transitioning to the new X2 model, several Oregon law enforcement agencies expressed interest in our surplus X26 models. Here to discuss more about transitioning the old tasers are Captain Bob Day and Officer Eric Daniels of the Portland Police Bureau. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you, Mayor. That's very succinct. Covers really what we're here to discuss. I'm Captain Bob Day with the Portland Police Bureau Training Division. This is Officer Eric Daniels. He's our lead in this program. So, in summary, to go with the mayor's comments, we really are faced with this additional surplus of merchandise, and we have three choices. We can just have them destroyed out at the property room, of which we probably have already done so with about 150 to 200 because they were inoperable, non-functioning. Another option would be to sell them, but there is a private vendor that does that. We're not comfortable selling to a private vendor because once we release it to the private vendor, we don't know what's going to happen to it next. And so there is also some challenges there in the sense that just because they say they give us, for example, $200 a taser and we've got 500 tasers, it doesn't mean that that's an automatic $100,000. And they may say, well, we'll take 50 of them or we'll take, you know, 20 of them. We don't know exactly. But that is an option the council needs to be aware of, that there is an opportunity there. But I do not support that at this time. The final one is to engage with our law enforcement partners around the state. There are some smaller agencies that don't have any kind of program at all with this weapon system, and I think that it would be beneficial to support them, be good regional partners, as well as agencies that are going to maintain a relationship with the X26 for the next year or two and are simply going to be in need of replacements and parts and so forth. It was not a reliable option for us, one, because of our size and our need, and two, the X2 that we adopted this past year is a much safer, more effective model for us, more progressive along the lines than our force policy and our teaching, our scenario bus training, et cetera. So it's really pretty straightforward. Is do we just keep them and send them out to the evidence division and have them destroyed? Once again, the sale option, the retail option, which we don't support at this time, but is an option, as well as the preferred method for us would be able to donate them to a handful of agencies that have stepped up and pursued us and asked if we would be willing to do that. So that's the purpose for the ordinance.
Very good. Officer, anything to add?
No, sir.
Very good. Commissioner Fritz?
Are the pieces of them that are recyclable?
Are they recyclable?
Yeah, I mean, are the bit, if you take it apart, are there things that could go in various different waste streams?
Well, I don't know exactly what Property Evidence Division has done with them, so I would have to check with them to see if there's a recyclable nature to it. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
We'll check with Bureau of Planning Sustainability. They're always coming up with new things that we can.
Right. That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly?
Yeah, so if these tasers are unsupported, what use or interest do other law enforcement agencies have in using them?
Well, unsupported in the sense that, you know, you cannot receive replacement parts, you can't have them fixed. You know, for years we would, if a taser broke, we have an agreement, we'd send it back, they'd fix it, replace it, et cetera. We could get holsters, cartridges, and so forth. None of that's available anymore. So, you know, this is kind of like, you know, having an older model car where you can't get parts for anymore, so you try and go out and find other older model cars. smaller agencies, which only have a fixed number of, you know, tasers, maybe 8 to 10 to 12, you know, it's in their benefit to have 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 on the shelf so that they can either replace immediately or use parts interchangeably. So that's what we talk, when we say not supported, holistically the program's not supported, and they know that, so that's why they're approaching us saying, hey, can we have what you have left over?
And it's just a matter of age, not quality of the item?
Correct. Yeah, it's just a business decision by the organ, by the company. I mean, you know, it's sort of like buying a new iPhone where they have a new core now and you have to get this and this and this to go with it. Same thing when we went to the X2, we had to buy new batteries, we had to buy new holsters, new equipment to support it. It's just
little different than, I don't know what kind of iPhone you're using, yeah. But no,
well,
I'm kidding.
Just as an example. Yeah. Yes.
So there's been no finding of a product defect in the X2, there's been no recall by the manufacturer of the X2, anything like that?
No, not at this time. We've had them.
Just totally switching out.
When did we purchase those X2s? Was it a year ago?
2014.
Okay, 2014. My bad. So a little over 2 years ago now, and you know, continue to have a partnership that's working. No recalls, no issues like that.
I mean, why does the company, after only 2 years?
Oh no, it was the X26.
Apple does it all the time.
The X26 they've had since, you know, 2004. They stopped in 2014. Supporting that, and okay. So they've gone to the X2, you know, a couple years ago, and that's when we transitioned.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Public testimony?
I have 5 people signed up.
Very
the
good.
First
2 minutes each, please.
Are Joe Walsh, Mimi Gurman, and Nancy Newell. You're in the next section.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. No, 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 no. You've all seen the programs on TV where they get all these guns. The cops confiscate all these guns. And they pile up. And then destroy them. And one would ask, why would they do that? That's really valuable stuff. I mean, each of those guns runs a couple $100. And they destroyed thousands of them. The reason that I was given was they don't want them on the streets. They want them destroyed. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to destroy this stuff. Don't give it away. Don't sell it. Don't pass it on. Destroy it. That's opposition. These are instruments of torture. And police have gone up on charges for using them as instruments of torture. So we're saying to you, burn them, crush them, put them in some place where nobody will ever even know what they were. Because it's our shame that we had them.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Mimi Gurman, and I'd like to say that it's a shame that today's agenda list was so long. I have a feeling that we were backed up because Chloe decided to go out for coffee 2 weeks ago, and this is an issue. You know, I'm a citizen in the city, and I am self-employed, and I decided that in order to testify against this, I had to wait this long because Chloe Udaly decided to play hooky a few weeks ago. But getting to this subject, I agree with Joe. All of these tasers and everything else, the entire list should be destroyed. And I also am really upset that questions that are being asked today weren't asked when the cops came for more money, for more bullets, and more gear. These are the questions that need to be asked. Why do you need that? What did you do with the other ammunition that you had? How much is left? Let's do an audit on what you have, which is why you're asking for money, so that we can actually be sure that we should be giving you money for the things that you're asking. And today we have this issue where they have gear that still, even though it might be a little bit outdated, still works. And yet they've been given all new, more money for new gear. Destroy this. It should not be passed on to anybody. It's dangerous. Can we just be done with this? Let's ask questions in the future before we get to this place again.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Nancy Newell. My right to speak today for 3 minutes was removed from me without my knowledge. I had signed up 2 months ago. I had to wait 2 months to testify on the Columbia Generating Station. I'm here to protest that right now. It was never indicated to me I had to sign any sheet or had to have documented from the auditor's office that I had signed up. I don't know what's happening to this council and this handling of public affairs, but public citizens are being shut out. And we're in the middle of a nuclear power crisis with a plant that's melting down. And in December, that's what's going to happen with freezing weather, because here's the chart last year. And there was no reports on it for 5 months by 28 public utility owners. That's a form of a taser. With us getting cancer, the record numbers in women, breast cancer, and I want to put that on the record, because you're not paying attention to critical safety issues as commissioners of this city. Nor did you pay any attention to Enron, and I was confused of being unknowledgeable and not knowing what I was talking about with that corrupt corporation, and you allowed them into this city, this commission that's supposed to represent the people. So today I'm going to put that on record, and I'm going to say with these guns, how dare you? How dare the police department have that choice? With the Trump administration, we don't know where these are going. We paid for it. Do you think that's not on our conscience? Do you think we want to live in a city that would make that kind of choice when we've got all the recycling techniques you could possibly have? We are honored throughout the world practically in our efforts to try to recover and use the best ways for any of these materials that are getting rarer and rarer. And we're going to give away to unknowns through the police department? Who gave them that authority? You're the police commissioner. You should never allow that to happen. And there are smart ways to do this. And for some reason, this city goes down the path, wastes everybody's time. I've been here for hours just to get this public testimony in. Why does it continue? Why does this happen? Why don't you listen to the people that are making sense? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Thank you. Is there any further public testimony on this side? Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Star and Shedrick.
Come on up, sir. Thank you.
Good morning again, or rather afternoon at this point. Star Stoffer, destroy these things. First of all, I'm not really sure why the police felt that they needed to upgrade to a new, smarter model of taser. I'm not even sure why any of you are comfortable with them carrying tasers, considering they disproportionately overuse them on people with mental illnesses to the point at times resulting in the death of the person. And then when it comes to children of color, like Quanis Hayes, they're not even used. They just go right for their gun. So it seems like either they don't know how to use them, overuse them, or just flat out disregard them to the cost of $1.8 million now to the taxpayer and people's lives. Literally. These tasers do not need to be given to any other city agencies. We don't need to be giving these tasers to people with DPSST certifications so that we can have more cronies for the police in parking garages and retail stores armed with these weapons that have been used to kill people, that can be fatal, have been fatal, and not only that, after 5 years shelf life, can't even be proven to be effective when used in stun mode or firing mode, which is the justification that the police are using to want to upgrade. Not only that, because of the way that the firing happens, with the way that they can deliver the waiting period in the taser, this new taser allows them to fire without having to reload the way that they would have to with the X26. They're just upgrading for a newer, smarter, more fun toy, a tool of torture, so that they can, you know, control people with mental illnesses, rather than actually taking trainings to talk to these people, communicate with them, and bring them down to a level of calm while they're, you know, make them feel safe. Communicate with them. Instead, they tase them and torture them, sometimes to death. And I'm just wondering, at what point is it going to stop? $1.8 million for tasers, $4 million for practice bullets. I mean, what's next? Honestly, wake up.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. City of Portland, a weapons dealer. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. So that's plain and simple. We're not going to be a weapons dealer. It's not going to happen. Now, the X26 has had some problems on the trigger. It's been stated numerous times that it has a touchy trigger that allows more time to go without really them thinking it's happening. With that in mind, that is a malfunction of Taser. And my recommendation, again, do not become a weapons dealer at any cost. And the reason is, if something does malfunction and you do happen to allow that to be donated to someone else and they do get hurt, there's no agreement that you can remove your liability at that point. No agreement in the world that you could have them sign. Do not become a weapons dealer at any cost where you're delivering that to someone else and a malfunction can happen. You are the weapons dealer at that time. Do not put yourself in that position. Go back to Taser, explain the malfunction that have happened, and ask them to give you a credit for a certain amount of dollars for the malfunctions that have taken place in the past, and that's why you've upgraded to this new model. Do not become a weapons dealer. I'm sure that Taser will take good care of you when you take those back to them, and they are weapons dealers, and they can accept the liability. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, I do not believe in tasing people at all. I think it's a form of public electroshock therapy, like the police are running their own little mental hospital. It should not be done. I do believe this is a healthy suggestion, that I was bitten by a dog one time that ran out and bit me, and if I had a taser, I would have shopped him. I mean, I'm just telling you. Again, when you, I would hate to say that people would say you can shock, you can't shock a dog, but you can shock a person. So why don't you give them to postal workers or animal control for Multnomah County? I would have tased that dog. I mean, it had no business running out in front of me, biting me on the rump, and I would have tased it. And like I say, when you're dealing with a person, you point a gun at somebody, you're dealing with something intelligent. I'm not sure an animal really understands that.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
I have a question if Captain Day wouldn't mind coming back. Actually, I have two questions. The first is, do we test the ones that we give or sell to other police departments to be sure to, so that we know that the one that we're giving them is somewhat functional?
Oh, yes. We go through all of them before we pass them on to somebody else, yes.
And so presumably the ones that don't work at all, they go to the recycling or destroyed, right?
Correct.
And then is there a – I see the waiver of responsibility that is part of handing them over. Is there anything that requires the new police department to destroy them once they're not functional? Rather, I wouldn't want them to be passing it along down the line.
Correct. We can certainly have a MOU drafted or some type of, you know, – that'll be the next stage, would be to have some type of agreement put in place so that once we pass them on, that they'd make sure that they're destroyed and they're not utilized anywhere else.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Any other questions? Please call the roll.
I'm sorry,
Commissioner Udaly.
And I apologize if this was already addressed, but why did the Bureau just simply not use these tasers for their entire lifespan? Why replace them?
Well, because it was becoming too difficult to get the ones that we currently had, the H-26s, because of an agency our size, you know, we have about 800-plus of them. So as they began to break down, it became more difficult to get parts and more difficult to get service from Taser on those. So we just recognized, number one, that there's a business side that we can't keep up with because we couldn't get things replaced. So now we had officers who didn't have the system. Second of all, though, going to the X2 in 2014, there's been a few comments made in regards to that. That's actually allowed us to have more control over the application. For example, these new X2s have a battery on them that shuts off after 5 seconds. We've always required an evaluation at 5 seconds, but this mandates it because the taser actually shuts off at 5 seconds and forces the officer to reevaluate and reassess. It's one of the advantages. One of the other things that people who spoke commented on, yes, it does carry two cartridges so that there is not the need to manually reload, but it's also limited to two cartridges where previously we were carrying three cartridges. So, you know, we believe that also requires a more thoughtful response, utilization of the resource. So this is just a more efficient model. It's a safer model, more effective, and that's why we went there.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Please call the roll.
Udaly.
So I'm not comfortable or in support of the use of tasers in general. There's no way for an officer to look at an individual and assess whether they have one of many health risks that could put them in danger of serious injury or death. I think that these tasers should be used until they're not usable, and then they should be recycled. So I can't support reselling them to other agencies. I vote no.
I move to remove the emergency clause.
I
second.
We have a motion and a second to remove the emergency clause. Further discussion? Call the roll on the amendment.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment passes. This becomes a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, please.